As the book changes issue rages on, just one point, some food for thought. One of the very well-known verses of Bhagavad Gita, well-known among us who are, after all, from lecha backgrounds, very well-known because Srila Prabhupada kindly gave us this knowledge, gave us Bhagavad Gita as it is. Very well-known verse, chapter 2, text 20, Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayang bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha ajo nityang shashvato yang purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Now I'm just going to talk about the translation of the second line, which in the 1972 Macmillan edition was, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. Sounds very poetical. It's Hayagriva Prabhu, no doubt, was a very talented wordsmith. He had some juice, some flair in his writing. And in the revised edition, I'll just see what it says. He, referring to the soul, has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. Now that's a very distinct difference. It's not just a difference of changing a word or two. It's a different meaning. It's far more words. What's going on here doesn't seem to be right. Or we may say, well, it's obviously wrong. We just can't change what Srila Prabhupada gave and approved of. Let's look at this a little more. Now, we know from one of the two books that Hayagriva Prabhu wrote, semi-autobiographical. One of them was the Hare Krishna Explosion, the other one was Vrindavan Days. Hayagriva Prabhu wrote that in preparing, or he's doing his work that Srila Prabhupada gave him on Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada told him to plagiarize the translations from Dr. Radha Krishnan's edition of Bhagavad Gita, which shocked Hayagriva, as he describes. Prabhupada said the translations don't matter so much. You just put in those translations. Because of course we know Srila Prabhupada was very much against some of the comments that Dr. Radha Krishnan made in his own commentaries, Dr. Radha Krishnan's commentaries. But Srila Prabhupada said that just give those translations. It's all right, the translations are okay. So this translation was not given by Srila Prabhupada, but it was approved by Prabhupada. And now we have something very different. So that's wrong, is it? Well, it may not be so simple. If we take the original edition, what it said, having once been, he never ceases to exist. Having once been, that gives the idea that he does come into being, which is exactly opposite of what is stated in the Sanskrit. Nayang bhutva, not, I am this. Bhutva, coming into being. Bhavita, he's not in a state of having come into being. Va, or not, not Buyaha, will he ever come into being. So past, present, future. Now you may say, well, that's the Sanskrit. Don't think we're a better Sanskrit. We understand better Sanskrit. But see the next word in the verse, Aja. Ajo Nityam. Aja means he's never born. So if we say that, nor having once come into being, which means that he did come into being at some point in time, it's completely opposite to what Krishna says. It's completely opposite to what Srila Prabhupada taught. So maybe, at least, if we're a thoughtful critic, we could see that there are grounds to at least consider that some change should be made, rather than leaving in a translation which it seems that Srila Prabhupada didn't carefully check. We have no record of Srila Prabhupada going through Hayagriva's work word by word. He didn't do that. Certainly with his later books, he gave them for editing and didn't check them before they were published, which is one reason why sometimes we find the editors made mistakes. They misunderstood some dictation. Not the editor in that case, that would be the transcriber. So anyway, I'm just bringing out the point here that things may be more subtle and complex than might appear at first glance. Just that much I want to say now. There are many ethical, philosophical, theological issues which arise in this whole discussion of book changes, but I'm not going to get into that now. I just want to make that little point that sometimes in changes have been made, and it may, which may seem egregious, but if we look a little more, we may find that at least we can say there are grounds for considering that such a change should be made. Hare Krishna.